Ken Williams joins us, the mayor of Oregon, Illinois. Our Best of the Midwest on Thursdays tells you about places in the Midwest that we think are pretty good, fun places to go maybe for a weekend, maybe a week. Ken Williams, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, John. Great to be on the show.
You and I are not related, correct?
That is correct, as far as I know.
I do know your area, though, the northwest part of the state of Illinois. It's lovely out that area, particularly along the Rock River, right?
Absolutely. It's absolutely beautiful. You know, this is a great day for WGN. You provide your listeners with options.
Yeah.
These are must-visit options, and you've got now two of them right away.
Yeah, well, if by that you mean, let's see, we talked about Ottawa. We talked about your place. We also talked about Lake Geneva. But
yes.
I think that people sometimes take for granted the Midwest or parts of Illinois. You think, oh, I got to go far away to find a nice, relaxing getaway or an adventurous one, and you guys check some of those boxes, don't you?
Absolutely. We're 90 minutes from Chicago, an hour from Naperville, but really we're a world away. We're more than just a place. It's sort of a way to come in and depressurize because we're out in the country, rolling hills, yeah. Forests, beautiful river, everything you're looking for.
Tell folks where Oregon is. Am I going to go out of 88 and then get off on the Reagan? Where do I go?
Well, first of all, Oregon is right on Route 64, which is North Avenue. So we're just west of DeKalb. You can go 88, come out west, and then you just go north a little bit on 39, and then you're back on 64 into Oregon.
How big is your town, Mr. Mayor?
We are a small town. We're 3,600 people, but we have a big heart.
And actually, a lot of folks, a lot of things to do. I think if you wanted to particularly hike or bike or maybe kayak or something like that, what are the activities out there?
Okay, I can take you on a little bit of a tour. And the way it would start is driving out to Oregon in itself, the journey is part of the experience. Now, you can visualize you're driving through the city and on the expressways and so on. And then you get on 64 out towards Ogle County and west of DeKalb, and all of a sudden everything changes. You got cornfields and trees and forests. And as you get into Oregon, it's no longer flat. You've got rolling hills, and it's just you come up to the top of a hill, and then you go down, and there's the Rock River. So now you're in the town of Oregon, and you have all sorts of choices on things to do. My suggestion is start out breakfast at one of our two bakeries. They're both fantastic, and it's a great way to start the day. Then two options. You can either take a leisurely canoe trip on the Rock River. And the thing about the Rock is it's a lot different than maybe rivers DuPage or Des Plaines. We don't have factories and homes on the river. We have limestone bluffs and eagles. So you're going to run just see those as you paddle down. Once you get off that trip, then my suggestion is to try to take a lunch. Now, if you don't want to take a river trip, you can go up to the Black Hawk statue. A lot of people have heard of the Black Hawk statue that overlooks the river. Have you heard of that one, John?
I have, but you're going to have to tell me more about it.
It's okay, so the Black Hawk statue is in Loudoun State Park, and it's on a bluff overlooking the Rock River and the whole scenic river valley. I can give you a little tip.
Yeah.
There's a secret trail. There's 200 steps down to the river from the top of the bluff. So if you're adventuresome, you can take those steps down. But you don't have to take the steps up. There's a secret trail, and if you take a left, when you get to the bottom at the river, there's going to be switchbacks, very gentle trail all the way back up to where you started. So you can do that as well.
Got it. Back and forth. And that's the Black Hawk, you said, statue?
That's a Black Hawk statue in Loudoun Park, yes.
Is that made of wood or stone?
The Black Hawk statue is made out of concrete, and it was done by Laredo Taft, a historic artist in the area. Huh. Matter of fact, his... the Laredo Taft Art Colony was located up there. And so it's a second largest monolithic structure for the site.
Got it. Wow. Okay. So then I'm going to get out of the boat. I'm going to get out of off the river. I'm going to go get lunch. Where am I going to go?
I would suggest when you go for lunch, I've got a perfect spot for you. Okay. I suggest Jay's Drive-In. It's right by the river. Now, if you go to Jay's Drive-In, it's like being on the set of Spielberg's American Graffiti.
Yeah.
You pull into this drive-in, they got the little boxes. You can hit your selection on. The car hops come out. Homemade root beer. You can have a great root beer float, a corn dog or Chicago dog. So that's going to be the perfect stop.
And then what about lodging? You say I'm going to stay overnight. Do you have B&Bs? Are there motels out that way?
Well, we have a variety of sources of lodging. So the best place to find that is go to All Trails Lead to Oregon IL, which will take you to the website. That Google that or visit OregonIL.com. And we have a hotel, motel in the area. We have Airbnbs. We have Airbnbs that are right on the river for an experience as well.
How far are you? You're about a half hour from Rockford, maybe 45 minutes, an hour from Galena. I'm just trying to help people think of where you are on the map and other things they might explore.
So we're about a half hour south of Rockford, and so we're not far from there. So other things, I mean, once you're done with lunch, my suggestion is either to go to our antique mall, which is located in a former piano factory, or really an interesting trip,
wow,
is to go down to visit the largest herd of bison east of the Mississippi at Nachusa Grasslands.
I know about this. Tell folks about that.
Okay, Nachusa Grasslands is a really interesting place. A conservancy purchased a whole bunch of property down there, and they exported bison from Yellowstone and other areas. They are all DNA tested to be 100% pure, not a mix with any other breeds. And they put them out in the fields, and they said, well, we don't know how many, I mean, it's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of acres. We don't know how many bison this field can support, but we're not going to feed them. They're going to live on their own like they did 300, 400, 500 years ago. And they got rid of all invasive species as far as the plants and replanted native species that were there 400 or 500 years ago. And they didn't know how that would turn out. So the interesting thing is, now that it's all what it looked like 400 years ago, in the spring, the buffalo eat, or bison technically, eat the grass and leave the flowers. So you got all these wildflowers that were out there 400 years ago that you probably haven't seen forever.
I have an image in my head of Kevin Costner running through the herd. I don't think folks are aware of the fact that there is that population 90 minutes from downtown Chicago.
They're not. And so, we've got so much more to offer just with that. Again, it's sort of an experience. But the big thing is you cross over that Rock River, you go through those hills and those forests. And just imagine sometime when you've been somewhere and you sort of the pressures of the day kind of melt away and you just take a deep breath and you feel calm and serenity. And that's what we offer here. Quaint downtown, great places to shop in our downtown area. And it's just to take a step back.
You know, just as you said that, I took a deep breath. I must say, this conversation is turning the screw the other way, and that's a beautiful thing. Any other activities coming up this fall that you want folks to know about, Mr. Mayor?
Well, of course, because we've got the rolling hills and the, you know, all the four state parks, fall colors, definite stop. This is on the to-do list for your fall color visit. You know, one of the things you can do when you come out for the fall colors, we have a paddle wheel riverboat that goes out for dinner cruises, and that's a great chance to go out and see that.
Oh, wow.
We also have a great festival called Autumn on Parade, first weekend in October. Huge parade, bunch of vendors out there providing all sorts of items, and we turn a town of 3,600 into a town of about 20 to 30,000 people.
This does sound like the set of a Ron Howard movie, sir. You're painting a good picture. 815 texted in and said, I'm going camping in Oregon by the statue this weekend. Looking forward to it, according to Doug from Sycamore. So a good place to camp, maybe hike as well, huh?
Absolutely. And all those places, again, visit OregonIL.com. We've got places to dine, places to stay. We've got adventure trips. We've got leisurely trips for our five different museums. Just a great place to go.
Ken, it's really nice to talk to you, and I'm glad that you put this on the map for our WGN radio listeners. Visit OregonIL.com. Visit OregonIL.com. Have a great end of summer. Have a great fall, Ken.
Thank you, John. Been looking forward to doing this for 20 years to talk to you on the phone.
Well, let's
take care.
Let's not make it the last time. That's Ken Williams from Oregon, Illinois.